You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Hey, guys, we have an awesome episode coming. Before we get started, we have a new sponsor. 90%. That's the percent of your life that you spend in your underwear. And underwear gets old fast. You know that feeling of putting on old, saggy underwear? You need to know the feeling of great-fitting underwear that is 2 times softer than cotton. You need to know about MeUndies.com. MeUndies is the most comfortable underwear you will ever wear, and it's insane how good they make you feel. They fit perfectly, they don't ride up on you, and they literally pull moisture away from your skin so you stay cool. They have cool styles for both men and women, and they all look great. Check out the photos for yourselves at MeUndies.com. This quality will typically retail for 2 times the MeUndies price. No retail middlemen. It means more savings for you. Here, I'm going to make it easy. Go to MeUndies.com/TFM and get 20% off your first order and free shipping. Save even more when you buy a pack of them. They guarantee you're going to be happy with them or your first pair is free. Once you feel MeUndies on your body, you're never going back. But to get that 20% off, you have to go to MeUndies.com/TFM. Go use that offer. Go get some awesome underwear. Go look good when you're about to go to the bone zone. So have fun with today's episode and go check out MeUndies.com/TFM. Hello and welcome to the TFM podcast. This is J Train, Jared Fried, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side Stand Up New York Labs. We're here every Tuesday with your emails, your stories, your questions. Guys, keep sending those in. They keep getting better and better. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. That's TFMpodcast@gmail.com. We're here at Stand Up New York, Stand Up New York Labs every Tuesday. Please support their network. They got some great podcasts here. You can go to, if you're going to be in New York, you can go to standupny.com. Use the promo code TFM. You can get free tickets to any show here at the club. I perform here often. I'll be here tonight, but you're not going to be here tonight because this will be coming out in the future. So if you have a time machine, then you can come. But go check it out. Stand Up New York, standupny.com. If you're coming here, trips to New York are expensive. So this makes it a little cheaper. Use the promo code TFM, get that free ticket. I'm very excited about today's guest. We just kind of got together recently. She's a relationship therapist and a writer and everything. Amber Madison, thank you for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So excited to have you here. I think you're going to give great perspective to these guys.
I hope so. I can't wait to hear the questions.
Yeah, it's so you guys can follow Amber on Twitter at Amber Maddie, at AmberMadi. And you have a book called Are All Guys Assholes?
Yes. It's a question, and the answer is no.
Okay, well, explain the premise of the book. What made you want to write Are All Guys Assholes?
Yeah, well, as you mentioned, I'm a relationship expert.
Mm-hmm.
And something I hear all the time from girls is, oh my God, all guys are dicks.
Yeah.
Right? And
that's
the easy explanation.
He's a dick. All guys are dicks. That's why I'm having issues.
Totally. And then, like, you know, you see the way guys are acting on TV and whatever. I mean, all signs seem to point to asshole.
Yes.
Right? So I decided to go investigate it to see if that was the case. And it's not at all.
How do you investigate it?
I traveled around the country and interviewed over 1,000 guys. And I had I had what I thought was a really great idea at the time. And I came up with a survey that had 40 questions.
Okay.
And then thinking like, oh, I'm just going to go get guys to fill it out.
Mm.
So I would like stalk guys outside their offices, go to
Perfect.
Fast food places. And it would take
None of them thought you wanted to hook up. None of them. They were like, oh, this cute girl that's just hanging out outside.
Because I had all these
clipboards. Okay,
guys
see clipboards. They're like, no, get rid of that
totally.
Boner.
When you see a clipboard, you run away from the person on the street.
Oh, hate it. Yeah, right. I look at the girl. No. I'm like, okay, she's got a clipboard. She probably, you know. I'll go talk to her and see what I can make happen.
Actually, a lot of guys thought, they were like, are you really writing a book or are you trying to find a husband?
Oh, really?
I was on a hunt to just find a guy.
That would be the craziest way to find a husband. Take the survey.
Well, then I sort of thought, I was like, oh, maybe that's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
You know?
So what was the conclusion? You concluded that guys are not, in general, assholes.
Not at all. And I think the confusing thing is that you guys love to front like you are.
Okay, so, but don't you think that's a product of girls going after bad guys?
Yes.
Like
that's
liking
thing.
That?
Totally. So, a lot of guys said, I would be a much nicer guy,
yeah.
But girls don't like that. So when I'm a nice guy, I end up in a friend zone. So I don't even want to be an asshole, but if I want to get girls, I have to be an asshole.
Exactly. I mean, like, there is this front you have to put up where it's like, okay, I'm here, but I'm still a man. And in 2015,
I'm still a dick. But is that what I'm
dick
still a man.
Is, well, if you think about it, there's no way to show that you're a man in 2015. Like, I can't go out and kill a boar.
I mean, you can pull down your pants.
Yeah, that's the only way, you know. And then you're like, okay, I'm like,
I'm a dick.
I'm 60% of a man.
I'm not
yeah.
a dick.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm just saying, like, you know, I can't do very manly. Like, it's there. We live in an urbanized society. You know, there's very few people that can go out and be like, I'm just gonna go hunting today.
Yeah.
And show that, like, this is, like, you know, I'm not going to provide in that
right,
way.
Right, I get that. So, and now with the Hunger Games, too. I mean, Katniss yeah, kind of took over the bow and arrow thing.
And that's even hot to us. And then we're like, oh, my God, this is so confusing.
But why is being an asshole being manly?
I think it's more, you know, that we're just showing a girl that we're not like them. You know, you want
all girls are nice.
No, but I think it's more like, how do I show that I'm a man in a way, you know, so you put up this gruff exterior and you're showing girls, oh, this is, you know, I mean, this is kind of, isn't it like their dad? You know, like, you know, this is now a manly man and I'm going to want to go after him. Because if I came up to a girl and I was like, oh, I love your nails. And that was my opener. They'd be like, oh, this dude's just like me. I don't want to fuck him.
Sure.
You know, so.
But I think that there's a medium in between, like, I love your nails.
Totally.
And like, oh, let's fuck. Or, you know, whatever you're
How'd
like,
you know my opener?
Is that your opener?
Oh, let's fuck is my thing. That's
Does it work?
All the time.
I don't know. You're into the hunting yeah. thing? Maybe
Amber,
hunting.
I'm so excited to have you on. Go check out our book, Are All Guys Assholes? You can find her on Twitter, at Amber Maddie, with an I. And we're going to get into these. Are you ready?
Yeah.
We got a bunch of great emails. You guys can keep sending them in. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. I didn't get that many. We're kind of ahead of time. This will come out in a couple weeks. As far as shout outs are concerned, this one guy sent me. If you want to get a shout out, are you on Snapchat?
No, not yet.
I'm on Snapchat, and I started asking for, you know, JTrain56 on Snapchat, and I started saying, you know, if you want a Snapchat shout out, let me know. And this guy wanted a shout out for his sports blog, but he never gave me the link. It's like, are you? Come on, dude. Make this. Let me give my first piece of advice to the podcast. If you want something from someone through email, make it fucking easy for them.
I totally agree.
Right? Have you ever said someone ask you for advice and you're like, wait a minute, now I'm searching?
No, a lot. I have a lot
Google.
Of like, hey, I want to pick your brain about something. And then people are totally a pain in the ass about following
yes.
up or giving a time. You know, I can talk for this 30 minutes. I'm like, wait a minute, you're yeah. asking me a favor.
Yes.
But I mean, to this guy's defense, he's probably so excited that he forgot to send you the link.
Well, it's called, here's a sports blog. And he just read. I just find it funny when people like ask for advice or like for a shout out and then they just go totally unprofessional like with their professional thing. It's called Two Cents yeah. Sports and it's the sixth thing that comes up if you Google exactly that. So maybe that will help you. And then he writes, go check it out. That'd be chill. Like, that's how he ends it out with, that'd be chill. Okay, so.
Well, that's your whole guy thing right yeah. there. That's like the, I'll kill a buffalo.
2 cents sports blog. Go check that out. We're here with Amber Madison. Very pumped to have her here. Let's go to the first email, and it is right here. It is called Spring Break Dilemma. You ever gone on spring break?
I have.
Where'd yeah. you go?
I've been to Cancun.
I was at Cancun. Where'd you stay?
I went to the Bahamas.
Do you remember the place? I stayed at the shittiest hotel on earth.
No, my place was really, really nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Who did you go with? What was there, a group of girls?
It was...
Uh-oh.
I know. How did you stumble into this question?
Yeah, here we go.
So back in the day...
Yeah.
When I was in college, I wrote a sex column.
Okay.
This isn't like some sketchy guy taking me away.
Okay.
That's not where the story's going. Between the sheets.
Okay.
And Bina Murray was doing a spring break reality movie and wanted somebody to come down and narrate it.
Okay.
So they hired me to
go. This is in college.
This is in college. Okay. Yeah. So it's basically like a real world spring break thing.
Yeah.
And I'm off in my own little room writing about, you know, people hooking you were
like the Sex and the City, but you're the Carrie Bradshaw.
Yeah. Totally.
Down at spring break.
Totally. Carrie Bradshaw, but then they stocked my fridge with all of this booze.
Perfect.
Wasn't quite as prolific as I could have been. Yeah. You know, and it's gorgeous. It's
so Mexico. You got sent down alone?
No. I was with like 16 other, you know, cast members.
Okay.
And then anyway, long story short.
Shit got real.
Not really. No. Not real. I mean, you know, the same.
Yeah.
Whatever you could imagine happening. But then they didn't use any of the writing. So I'm still in the movie every now and then, just like kind of like.
So it was like Spring Break the movie?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's hilarious. So you've done this.
Yeah,
this
but that guy, was a nice place they put
I mean,
us up
they
in.
Put you up, so, like, yeah. It was like a top notch. I stayed at like a place that looked like just like some Mexican architect just puked up a hotel.
Which is probably exactly what happened.
Yeah, exactly. Spring Break Dilemma, Florida. Florida with a bunch of my boys for spring break. When we booked this trip back in the fall, I didn't have a girlfriend, but now I do. The thing is, she's also going to be at the same spring break, but a different hotel. About half of my boys are going, also have a girlfriend, but none of them are going on the trip. How do I hang with my boys while also not neglecting the girlfriend? I appreciate advice. Love the podcast. What do you think? You know, it's tough because spring break is supposed to be this place of like anything goes and everyone's hooking up and you're having the best time, but then you have a responsibility to someone that you like and have to see the next week.
Right. Yeah. And which is, I think, the important thing to remember is that it is only a week. So have fun. Right. But don't really make decisions you're going to regret.
As a girlfriend, do you think she's nervous in the way he is?
It really depends on her. She might be, but I bet he's nervous about her as well.
I mean, obviously he's emailing our stupid asses.
So here's what I would do. I think that a little bit of advanced planning always goes a long way.
Okay.
So I would say sit her down before you go.
Let her know.
And let her know you're having this dilemma, because honestly, she's probably going to be happy that you're even thinking about it.
Yes.
You know, say, look, I really want to spend time with you. I also want to spend time with my boys. I don't want you to think I'm doing anything sketchy, though. You know, what do you think is...
Get her talking. Get the wheels moving.
And figure it out together. You know, I feel like all of these questions always, and I always get these questions like, my boyfriend wants this. What do I do? Mm. My girlfriend wants this. Like, sit down and fucking talk to them.
Even though it's going to be a little long. It's uncomfortable.
Yeah, just do it.
Because even the way you're bringing it up right now, like, I'm thinking like... Like, I'm thinking
you're
of this.
Nervous.
I'm nervous about this conversation for this guy, because you sit down and you're like, listen, babe. You know, like, I'm just imagining how
just
awkward this conversation
is.
Yeah, because, like, think about the conversation. Like, I'm going to be like, listen, Amber, I'm really excited for our spring break, but I just want to let you know, like, I'm going to be, you know, doing my thing. You know, like that, like vague, doing my thing.
That's not how you say it.
But I'm saying, like, that is the thing he's probably worried about, because what in her mind it's going to race to, what do you mean doing your thing?
Yeah,
why do you not want to be with me all the time? That's what I would put on her.
I think doing my thing, that's
not
when,
the way to go.
No, not the way to go. You want to say hang with my friends,
because
that we can all wrap our head around. Right?
I'm looking
she
to be an
friends.
Idiot with my buddies.
Totally. Yeah. And I don't know if I
which
say
is your
idiot.
Right.
You know, I just want to hang out with my friends a little bit as well as hang out with you.
So don't. So saying don't think that I'm being distant from you to like because I don't like you. Just know that I'm being distant from you because I want you to have your time with your friends. I want to have my time with my friends.
That's really the golden ticket right there.
Is to say,
I'm sure you want to spend time with your friends
as
well.
I don't want us resenting each
she
other.
She does, yeah. We'll spend some time together, some time apart. Hopefully it all works out. Okay.
I always look at the positivity of a situation. Like, I want to look glass half full. This guy.
What's a full glass?
The full glass for him is he's going on spring break with his girlfriend. Like, that can be a fun thing, too. I know, like...
Totally. He's getting laid every night.
He's definitely getting laid.
Right? from a girl he likes.
From a girl he likes with no STDs.
Hot. Yeah.
Yeah, he's chosen her.
Or she does have STDs. It's, he already has those STDs.
He's already in on that train.
No new STDs.
That's what I'm saying. So like, let's look at the positive thing. Yeah. Like, I know, like, you definitely have the conversation. I think you're totally right. Like, let's communicate. Let's get it out there and say, listen, this is your fun time, my fun time. They're going to run into each other, but they're going to be done on their own. You know, yeah. We have to be independent. And then also look at this positive thing that you are not thrown into this crucible of disgusting that is going to be happening in Florida. Like, so.
Okay, this is what's so funny. Okay, so crucible of disgusting.
Yeah.
But then when you initially talk about it, you're like, oh, spring break.
I can't wait for the crucible of disgusting. No, but I'm saying, like, I would say the same thing to single guy worried about. I'd be like, you're going to the crucible of disgusting.
Like, awesome.
But I'm also saying for this guy with the relationship, like, hey, man, you can have your own crucible of weird. Is what I'm saying. So like,
oh, so maybe like he and his girlfriend can have a little super kinky sex on spring break.
Exactly. This isn't it. You guys are going away. So this is your. You ever go like? I know you're in a relationship.
You
vacation sex is a good thing, right?
Yeah.
That's like the vacation sex is right under like random sex. You know, like random sex has its like has its juices that get flowing, but like has its own things that are fun about it. Vacation sex is right alongside it because you're in a new location. You have the shower that maybe is different than the one you're used to. It's not the bathtub shower.
It's probably cleaner.
It's cleaner. There's someone that cleans it for you more than once a year. You know, so
doesn't have the curtain that sticks to you.
Yeah, they maybe have like a, you know, so there's it's almost like going to this new water park and you're like, let's go check out all the rides. And do it in weird ways. So I'm saying to him, like, definitely have that conversation. But look at the positivity. Like, let's even in that conversation, you say to her, like, listen, I am pumped to fuck you on the beach. Like, you just say, come out with it, and just judge her reaction. She's like, no, I don't want to get sandy. You're like, no, I mean, there's a place called the beach. Yeah, there's a club called the beach. They have a great bathroom that we can fuck in. Like, then you see how she looks at it. So I think let's look at the positive of the situation. But I think that's good advice. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Amber Madison. You can check her out on Twitter @AmberMaddie with an I. She has a book out called Are All Guys Assholes? She's a relationship therapist. She's here with us this week. Very excited to have her. I was just last weekend in Oregon. That's why if you're watching on Daily Motion to the people at home, I look like I haven't slept in 2 years. What a fun time I had in Oregon. I gotta give a shout out to that. We have a podcast that's either going to be a bonus episode or just another episode where we did it live from a fraternity lawn.
That is so amazing.
It was awesome. I had such a blast with those guys. All, you know, the Beta Theta Pi House and Kappa Sigma House, they were very nice to have me. Such a good time.
And so, you could keep up with those boys.
I was surprised at myself. I could keep up, and then I get to Monday, and I'm like, okay, don't talk to me for 2 weeks. You know, that's funny. We have an actual question about that. This is called hangovers. I wanted to get to that. How do you deal with hangovers? Do you get a lot of hangovers?
So I'm really big into red wine.
Okay.
And it's exclusively
that's the best thing you can ever hear on the first date. I'm really big into red wine.
No,
well,
yeah. Thank God I'm not going on dates. Yeah. It's like, oh, well, I'm not paying for your dinner.
Yeah.
So I got to say, my hangovers are always really bad.
Do you have a strategy? Because this guy writes in.
No, I just stay in bed all day. I like clear the schedule. If I know I'm going to be drinking, it's like the next day, forget it. It's couch and
Netflix.
And TV. Yeah.
Ordering stuff.
Oh, yeah. Lots of greasy food.
Yeah, seeing the same delivery guy twice in a day. That's always fun. I mean, this guy wrote in, what's up, Jared? Podcast is great and all that bullshit. I'm ready to ask you your advice on about post-grad hangovers and what can I can potentially do to lessen the severity of them. In college, I would drink 3 to 6 nights a week, and my body would be good to go out any given night of the week after a night of drinking. Unfortunately, recently, every time I drink now, I get crazy hangover and struggle to even go out the next night. So as a 30-year-old dude, what advice do you have to lessen these hangovers? And also, he writes, get people to send shits to my friend Alex Sip with a C on Snapchat. So send him shits.
Hey, can I actually jump in on this?
Yeah,
please. When we're doing newsletter, there's actually a story about a scientist that's creating a pill that ends hangovers, and he also created a liquor that
I just love the fact that scientist created a pill that will end hangovers and make more alcoholics.
I have to say, like, I'm a little bit from the standpoint of when your body's trying to tell you something, it's trying to tell you something.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm not even Catholic. This is such Catholic guilt. But I feel like that's payback. You did something bad to your body and now you're suffering.
This is what
because you shouldn't be able to really destroy your body and feel okay about it.
Well,
you
know? I think you can.
It's a signal.
It is a signal. Here's my advice here for anyone that's, you know, dealing with work. They do get worse. This is like one of those cliche things you hear when you're younger.
I know, but they get so much worse.
They get so much worse. Like, you don't think, like, when I was younger, I'd be like, ah, fuck that. What are you talking about? Like, how much worse could it get? Like, in college, I would get a hangover, and I remember saying to myself, I called it the 4 o'clock pee. So at 4 o'clock, after when I would be hungover, I would pee, and I'd literally pee out the hangover, and I would be like good to go right after that. That time that pee comes has gone later and later, and I think that's the difference between younger and older hangovers.
Yeah, have you ever had the 2-day hangover?
Oh, are you kidding me? Of course. I mean, the 2-day one is bad because, you know what? The 2-day hangover is when you get the weirds. You ever get the Sunday weirds where you're like, you start thinking about like shit and you're like, oh my God, where my life going? Oh
yeah,
my God.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm still drinking. I'm 30 and I just got blacked out.
You
know,
exactly. That's why when you're 30.
The 2-day hangover is bad because you have the headache on the next day and then the next day is the sweats and the weirds. So the worst part about it is that you start to think too much. Here's my advice for anyone going through a hangover. When you're drinking, do this. Have one glass, like even one glass of water helps you with in the middle of it all. And no one's going to notice. No one's going to think you're a pussy. Just like when you're having a beer, let's say you just got done shotgunning, go into the bathroom, get a glass of water and just chug it. You don't know how much one glass of water even goes to helping you. And it's like if you're on the third beer in, just have that glass of water and chug it down, even with just a straw. That'll help your next day out so much. Now,
sounds like you're like doing an advertisement for water.
Yeah. Get water at your local
whatever,
sink.
Third beer in. After your shotgun.
I'm really excited about this new sponsor.
Good
water.
Anytime.
You never heard of it. Listen, you can get water at the low, low price of Turn on the Sink. But I will say for the next day when you're hungover, I'm always just trying to fight the Sunday weirds.
Mm.
You know, that little voice in your
head. So you get emotional hangovers.
I get a little bit of I think a lot of people do and they don't want to admit it. Like, we have an email here, another email here, and it's about the Sunday scaries. And that's what we call them, Sunday weird, Sunday scaries. It's like when that little voice in your head goes off that's like, what are you doing with your life? What are you doing?
So as a therapist,
you're 30 on a podcast.
I have to say that sometimes that voice is good.
Is it?
Right?
Why is it good?
Well, because there are times, you know, you're moving through your life so quickly, like during the week you're busy, during the weekend you're partying, and sometimes you do want to reassess.
Totally.
You know, what am I doing?
Reassess 2 days out.
For sure.
The next day, my advice on a podcast, like on a, put on the TFM podcast and have it in your ears. So you don't, you know, ever get in those moments where you just get too inside your own head and you're like, I just need to not think right now.
Yeah.
I think a podcast is like a really good hangover. This isn't to pump my own tires. I listen to a lot of podcasts. So what I do is I like to listen to other people talk and listen to their thoughts. And that relaxes me because it makes me not feel alone and there's other people out there.
You know what? I hope that whoever did that study, that scientist, is listening to this right now being like, that fucking idiot.
That asshole.
I've been studying hangovers for 10 years and he thinks that water and a podcast is going to do it. Clearly it's not that straightforward or this wouldn't be my
this
life
This guy's
work.
In a lab for 100 years. Yeah. Like, I've a eureka! And
totally.
I'm sitting here like, dudes, just drink a glass of water.
Bad news. Scientists are not listening to this podcast.
That's probably good news.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. This one's called Are Bad Blowjobs Real?
Yes.
Oh, you know this.
Yeah, of course. You know that.
I always say this. No one knows how to give a blowjob better than I do.
So tell us
the
your
gayest
technique.
Thing ever. No, but I'm always like, I once hooked up with this girl. I just think like, it's funny because I know exactly as a guy what I would want from a lady.
Right.
Which to me is like really hard to explain in the mid blowjob because it's like I know too much. Like, yeah. How do you know? How do you know your way around the women's bathroom?
No, this is my body.
Even a girl doesn't want directions.
Hey there, Chief.
So I play baseball at a Division I school in the South. We recently had a heated debate on a road trip about blowjobs. Do bad blowjobs really exist? Sure, some blowjobs are better than others, but in my opinion, complaining about a blowjob is like complaining about winning the lottery. We'd love to hear your thoughts on the matter. Obviously, we have nothing better to do on 10-hour road trips, so so the debate will continue to go on unless someone sets things straight. Appreciate you. Yeah, spend those road trips for listening to the podcast and subscribe on iTunes, please. What do you think? You don't like when a guy gives a direction?
No. I think in general, well, that's good.
I could Scorsese
but,
this.
Yeah, no, not while you're doing it.
Not while you're doing it. No, after then, you want
yeah,
post-game
after,
talk. Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? I agree with that.
I like this. I like that. But you don't want to. I mean, and it depends how well you know the person. If it's your girlfriend, that's one thing. If it's some girl you're hooking up with.
Yeah,
and
you can't
she's not
really
that invested.
That's the thing. Like, I will say I agree with him where you can't complain about a blowjob, but you could complain. I can complain about everything. You know, like you know, it's kind of like pizza. Like, oh, there's a better pizza place down the street.
Right.
But, I'll eat this pizza because I'm hungry. You know, I one time, the worst, I think if there's ladies listening to this, we have some female listeners. The worst type of blowjob is the one where you don't want to do it.
Okay, I was going to go teeth.
Oh, teeth is bad. And teeth. I've had the teeth. Right. I've had the teethy experience.
We need to Family Feud this.
I know.
Whose answer gets
yeah,
higher.
Get the highest answer. The teeth thing sucks, but I've seen less teethy blowjobs than I've seen uninvested blowjobs.
Okay, yeah. Explain to me the.
Well, I think like the teethy thing. Like I always just do this. I'm like and like I hope that she would know. You know, like I just.
Meanwhile,
whoa,
she thinks you're dancing. Like, yeah. God, he makes the weirdest sex noises.
Why does he do that? And no, that's just me thinking my penis is gonna getting shorn off of my body. Stop giving me a trim. No, but the uninvested blowjob is sometimes like, listen, every guy wants blowjobs at all moments of the day. So we're always gonna like push for that, do that like gentle yet appreciative shoulder.
No.
I'm just kidding. No, I'm just saying, like, every guy
is going to. You're always going to do like the
every
delivery
guy,
person, you're hungover, she
just
comes to the
no,
door.
No,
just
like a little on the shoulder, like, here, yep, no, oh, you know,
no,
like.
Don't do the push. Never, you can't do the
just
push.
Just no, a shoulder squeeze of some sort. We're always going to. Here's the thing, every guy wants a blowjob at all times,
okay.
So we're always going to, like, want that. So when a girl knows that, and does it just because the guy wants it, not because she wants to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It causes for just kind of like an every guy wants an enthusiastic blowjob.
Okay, I mean,
do you know what I'm talking
yeah,
about by
I
that?
I see your point, but like, I mean, you want her to bring her pom-poms. Like, what do you want? You're getting a blowjob, and you're like, oh, but you didn't seem into it.
No, but that's,
you know,
don't you think of it?
Like,
but
happy
if a guy
to
went,
have my
but,
dick in her mouth.
If a guy went down on you, okay, and was just kind of like, like around the edges and shit, and like not like, and like giving like the tip of his tongue, like it would just not be a fun experience for you, right?
Yeah, well, right. And I would feel self-conscious. I'd be like,
that's
oh,
the same thing for a guy.
So you feel like,
oh,
something's
maybe
not...
she's just not into this. Maybe
yeah.
she's
do you worry
stuff...
about like the smell?
Guys never worry about the smell as much as they should.
As much as they should.
They should
yeah,
worry
yeah.
about the smell. But that's something for some reason, guys. I think high school girls should really start making fun of guys' penis smell.
So that
way,
they know?
So that
just clue them in?
Because when I was in high school, like, vagina smell
it's a thing.
Was a thing.
Totally.
When
and
it's
douches
like,
and all of that. There needs to be, like, a good dick cleaner
yes,
on the market.
But there's also,
you know,
like,
I mean?
This, like, there's this vagina smell shaming
yeah.
that doesn't really get
yeah,
reciprocated.
Awful. Yeah, and it's, I mean,
and
so,
it's
many,
weird.
So many girls well into their 30s and, you
very
know.
Very worried about the smell.
Oh, so worried.
Yeah.
To the point they can't even enjoy oral sex because they're so freaked out about the smell. Meanwhile,
guys
are just like letting it all hang out.
I got this tea bag that smells like it's fucking gym sock tea bag I'm working with.
Getting
and I'm
worried.
Just like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
You should
yeah.
love this.
Yeah, and worried that the girl's not into it. Exactly.
Yeah. No, but I think if a girl started to shame guys as a young... I just don't understand. Like, it was like an overrated joke as a young kid.
Yeah.
Remember? Guys would be like, oh, like a fish, you know, whatever. And you'd be like... And nowadays, I'm like, yeah, I don't
your
care.
Legs, blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
Yeah, and it's like it's a stupid joke that guys need to stop doing.
Yeah,
because as you get older, you're like, yeah, that's just like I'm like I like I'll take a shower after a flight, and I'll be like, oh my god, how did this dirty laundry get in the shower with me? You know,
yeah.
And it's like, you know, to me, I'm not like, oh my god, has a girl smelled that? I'm more like, gotta clean this up. Like I think I have a healthier attitude about it than girls have had.
Yeah.
In the back, because like I'll try to go down on a girl, and she'll be like, I haven't like, and I'm like, what? You haven't like, you showered 2 minutes ago. You know,
yeah,
like,
no,
and they'll
but here's
still
the thing
be
for so many girls. Like literally, the stars have to be aligned. Like, you
oh
have
really?
To have shaved or waxed, have showered in the last like.
This is yeah. This is know, this is not things I think about.
No, and
I hear blowjob. I'm like, yep. I got 7 years growth down there. It doesn't even matter. You go. You take. Get, like, put on your hiking
yeah,
shit.
Here's
you're,
a safari mask. Yeah. And put a, better, infrared camera.
Put on your. Bring your mosquito net. You're going to the forest. You better get ready for that.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't think about it as much as a girl does.
I wonder if other guys do. Because you don't seem that self-conscious, but a lot of guys really are.
No, but a lot of guys, I think we think about other things, like the size of our penis.
So,
will we stay
so
hard?
That's, I think, like, so that's you know, more the concern.
Am I going to come too quickly during this blowjob so that she won't want to have sex with me after
it? So there's just not enough bandwidth to worry about the smell.
Yeah, we can
also
only worry about so much. Yeah. I mean, staying hard during sex is the biggest stress in my life.
Really?
So
wait, because what are you afraid would happen? Like if you...
Oh, you don't want to go quickly. Girls don't have to deal with that pressure.
Yeah.
I do a joke about it. I don't want to do material now, but I do a joke about like if a girl had to keep her nipples hard throughout sex, she would get it. Like she would understand
that's a good challenge
like
this.
But
somebody.
Think about it, take that challenge, ladies, and you'll be worried about us fucking maybe talking to our friends cuz like we're worried about like the talk shit factor afterwards.
Oh.
So I think like the smell, like if you went back and were like he smelled like shit, I'd be like, "Oh, that's like number 20 on the things I'm worried about."
Because it still plays into like, yeah, I'm a man.
I'm a man. Ugh,
yeah,
smell
like
I'm
shit,
supposed to smell like
but
shit.
But that I didn't stay hard does not play
the
into
stay
the
hard does
thing.
Not play into it. Like you want girls going back. Like if a girl went back and was like, he smelled like shit, but that guy was the best in bed, I'd be like, I'll take it. I'll play it on the podcast. It'll be our new sponsor. Jared lasts a long time, but smells like shit. That would not matter to me at all. Like it would just... It's kind of like if someone had to make two announcements about you and one was bad and one was good, what would you allow to be together? I would allow those two things to be together on a commercial about me. You know, so yeah,
you can put them on your dating profile right now.
That would be my Tinder profile. Fucks like a minx, smells like shit. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Dude, send in it whether you care about it if your balls smell. There is such a thing as a bad blowjob. I said the unenthusiastic blowjob. You can send in your emails about that. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Amber Madison. She's got a book out. You got to go check it out called Are All Guys Assholes? That is a question, not a statement.
That is
and
right.
And you can find her on Twitter at Amber Maddie with an I. AmberMaddi on Twitter. Go check her out. Go support her. She's fantastic. Guys, we have a sponsor this week. I've been
water.
Water. This episode is brought to you by water. Three beers in, glass of water. Three beers in. No, we are sponsored by MeUndies. I'm very excited about the sponsor. I'm very into my underwear choices. The worst thing to happen is like I run at the gym, so I'll wear my underwear. I'll wear whether it's at the gym or I'll wear it, you know, out at night. So. It doesn't, I don't distinguish
hopefully
between the
two. Hopefully a different pair, though.
Different pair, sometimes, right. Depending on if I'm getting a blowjob or not. So, but what I'll do is sometimes, you know, my legs, when you run, they run against each other, and the underwear will just get worn out and, like, gross and old quickly. Chub rub, exactly. That's a new term for me, but
oh, really?
That's what I call when I get ready to fuck a faction. So
I can't laugh. I'm not even smiling.
Yeah, you're holding back. So, no. Here's the thing. When you run or you work out in the underwear gets old really quickly. And you have to find a really good quality underwear. That's why I like MeUndies. You wear your underwear 90% of your life. You need good stuff. They have the most comfortable underwear you'll ever wear. It's insane. They make you feel great. They fit perfectly. They don't ride up. They literally pull moisture away from your skin so you stay cool. I got mine on right now. They're a fantastic product, and they support this podcast, so you should support them. They got cool styles.
I thought you were going to say, and they support your nuts.
They support my nuts. My nuts feel supported. Okay, that's what I want out of my underwear. I want it to be like my parents.
It's important. You know, or a good therapist.
A good therapist, yeah. Exactly. So they got cool styles for men and women. They look great. You can go check out photos at MeUndies.com. So typically these go for two times what they cost on MeUndies.com because there's a middleman. Like when you go to Kmart, there's someone that has to sell it to Kmart. There's a truck that's involved. This, no trucks, okay? So I'll make it easy. Go to MeUndies.com/TFM. That's MeUndies.com/TFM. And you get 20% off your first order and free shipping. So the more you buy, the more you save. Guys, they guarantee you're going to be happy with them or your first pair is free. Once you feel MeUndies on your body, you're never going to go back. So get that 20% off. MeUndies.com/TFM. That's MeUndies.com/TFM. Get the 20% off. Let's go to the emails. You ready for more?
Yeah.
Okay, so this one is called, this is funny to me. Sometimes I'll pick emails because I'm like, I just love the douchedom that comes with the email.
Okay.
So, can't miss pickup process. J-Train, as being a former gentleman of finance and being the current generation, I have struck gold. On Friday nights, I've been wearing a suit out after work, even after a fucking casual Friday. And girls immediately associate to Christian Grey, and if not fucking bringing it up. It hasn't failed me in the 3 weeks the movie has been out and the 8 times I've been out wearing the suit. It absolutely does not work on weekends. Thanks for all you do. Love the podcast. Listen to them every, even though I only started listening in September. So thank you for listening. What do you think of a guy in a suit? Is that the look? It can look like you're trying too hard.
Yeah, you know, I was about to say that. It goes both ways because most guys that are like, okay looking.
Totally.
Put on a suit, they look great.
Yeah.
But it is. On Saturday, you see a guy in a suit and either he works too hard because you're at the office on Saturday.
Yeah, yeah.
You're at a wedding, which is now weird. You're at a bar.
Yeah.
You're at a funeral, which is now really
even weirder.
You're at a bar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or you're just like really into yourself or stuck up.
Oh.
Right? So I get that the suit on the weekend thing probably doesn't work.
But a Friday after work.
Yeah, makes more sense. But
especially, here's the other thing. Like, I see a lot of guys with, like, they'll go out, but it'll be like the skinny tie with the shirt that's like not a work shirt, but then they're like in a jacket that they would never wear to a workplace.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's a little bit trying too hard.
Yeah. Well, that's the hard thing about men's fashion. And there aren't a lot of things I'm going to be like, you guys have it rough.
Yeah.
But you want to look good, but not like you're trying. Like, women, we're allowed to look like we're trying. And we're also, you know, there's also the I want a girl that looks like she's not trying thing. And that's this whole other thing. But you're also, if you want to get decked out in like a skimpy little dress and some heels, and, you know, clearly you tried.
Totally.
That's fine on a Saturday. Whereas for guys,
it's like,
you don't want to be the guy in the suit.
What's up with you?
Yeah.
You know, and that's, you're going to get out of college. Post-work is one thing. Now at least it looks like you have a job. You know, that's, girls are just happy that you have a job. But if
so
it's
get
like,
off up grandma's couch.
Yes.
Strap on your suit. Get out to
but
the bars.
But it's another thing if you're like, yeah, it's Saturday morning. Let's throw on the suit for some day drinking.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, okay, what are you trying to get out of me is more of a thing.
Yes, and that is exactly the thought.
I mean, every girl's seen Wedding Crashers. Where are you going with this is more the thing. This one's called, I got to read this one too, Sexy Careers. Sup, fucker. I'm a high school frat star who's smart as fuck. We have a lot of high school listeners. I read a couple of high school ones every week. This is the one I went with because it's the most cocky. I can literally do anything I want when I'm older because of how smart he is. My question is, what careers are the sexiest to babes and will get me free ticket to the Poon Saloon? Basing my career choice onto how much pussy I'll get, hashtag TFM. P.S. Love the podcast and don't say my emails to the listeners.
Okay. Well, so this guy, my concern for him is not his career.
Yeah.
It's everything else
that's
going on.
It's
his
daughter.
Personality.
Yeah. That's, right? Man, Sam and Andy were saying before, he should be an NFL football player, right?
Yeah, if he's so smart, he should just become a quarterback.
Yeah,
that's probably
going to
be the easiest way to do it. Yeah.
You can be anything you want.
Yeah, or cure hangovers.
Yeah, cure hangovers. I mean, that is...
There you go.
There's an idea. What is there a career that you find attractive? Is there something ladies are looking for and what they, you know, go for in a guy?
Yeah. Well, I have to separate this from that actual email.
Yeah, I know.
Because I can't.
it's a stupid email, but it's also, you know, there might be somebody out there being like, listen,
totally.
What on the other side, what career do you is unattractive?
Well, let me answer your first question. And that is that it changes as you get older.
Oh, really?
I would say like 21 to 24, if you're an artist of any type, musician, writer, you know, any of that. Like, that's why bring it on.
That's my wheelhouse.
Let's go save the world. Yeah.
I'm comedian.
Sure it is. Oh, comedian, 20, yeah.
24,
and then,
they're
but,
in.
Well, but here's the thing. If the girls are smart, then the guys also have to be between 21 and 24, right?
Okay.
Because it's legit.
Yeah.
You graduate college, you're chasing a dream for a couple years, totally
go
fine.
For it.
Now, as you get to your
podcast where you answer emails about sexy careers, I hear it.
That's something. At least you have a link.
I hear
you.
You
know,
yeah.
Something they can click on. So then in your late 20s, that's when you want something.
Stability.
And like the artist thing is still okay if you're actually making it.
Yeah.
But if you're, and I know so many guys like this, the writer who has not had a job for 6 years since you graduated college or supposedly working on a novel that no one's ever seen, then like, give me a break.
I think a lot of girls just want to know what the fuck is up. You know, like they want to know, what are you doing? Are you going somewhere every day? Are you pursuing something at least?
Yeah.
And it's not even a money thing. It's more of like a...
It's a drive.
It's a drive thing.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of what's... And I think that's what I see from women. They're like, you know, like obviously, like I am doing comedy and that can be tough with dating because you'll meet girls like, what's the deal? And it's like, it's very hard to explain. This is from a personal... standpoint, and you know, the girls that do go for me with the feedback I'll get is I just that they'll just they don't care about the comedy or like, well, you know, this podcast is a little weird for them, but the feedback I get is that they just like that I'm out hustling,
yeah,
you know,
totally.
And I think that's attractive to a girl.
And I felt that way when I met you, you know, when I heard how many shows you did a week. It's like, oh, this guy is not just like some lazy guy sitting on his ass. I mean, like, I want to be a comedian. Like, he's making it happen.
Yeah, I think we have a lot. And especially in this day and age, I'll say this. And I'm attracted to this from girls. Like, when I find out that, like, I've just been dating a lot of, like really smart girls. Like, not that any girl's not smart. I'm just saying, like they'll have, like, a career that's, like, doctor. And, or like a lawyer or just for recently for some reason, whatever. I'm always like, oh, that's so hot. And then they're like, why? They're like, sometimes they feel like they're intimidating to guys. And I think we live in a different time right now. And I'll say this to ladies out there. And I think this advice goes for men. You can agree or disagree is that we have a lot of people right now that are saying and not doing. You know, like they're just posting on Facebook, I'm going to start this blog or I'm going to start my career tomorrow or I'm going to do this Kickstarter. And so like we're kind of like at the point where we're like, we've heard it a million times.
Yeah.
Let me see you do something. Let me see you
back
produce something. Back it up.
Totally.
And I think that we live in a day and age where it's so easy to start something, but are you actually doing it and are you producing from it is like a more sexy thing.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm going to become a lawyer and then you go to 1 year of law school and you're like, this is hard. And then you leave. That's not as hot as when I meet a girl and she's like, I'm a lawyer and I go, you know, and I do this law thing. And I'm like, oh, wow, you have a real thing.
Yeah.
You've done it. You're producing.
I pretty much agree with you. The one caveat I would say is it's never a turn on when you meet these people who are so robotic that they said, I'm going to be a lawyer. They went to law school. Yeah. It's like, this is not for me. But then they stay in that job anyway and they hate everything
about
miserable.
It. Yeah.
But they just do it because they feel like I want to have done something.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And so that's worse. At that point, I would rather have the lazy comedian.
Yeah. Well, thank you. No, I hear what you're saying. And
you know?
I do think that's like kind of on another side of things. Like, we like to see the people that produce, but then we also like, no one wants to hear you be miserable.
Yeah.
You know, no one wants, no one gives a shit. There's so much things you can do at this time.
Constant motion. So it's like if you're struggling,
motion.
Whatever, and you're also a bartender, so at least you're paying your bills, that's fine. Just be like,
moving forward.
Yeah,
have
moving
goals.
Along, totally. And if you switch paths, that's fine too. But like, get on a new path. Don't just sit there and do nothing.
I hear that. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. This one's called Great White Buffalo or The Girl Right Now.
All right.
Do you find this a lot? Do you find that you meet with clients and the clients will be like, I have this great thing. but I kind of want this unknown thing. I feel like we get this email a lot. This is why I want to, this is like an example of an email that we answer from time to time. I feel like
you might see this. I have a client.
Okay.
Who, he was dating somebody, older guy, and there was this one woman he could not get over.
Okay.
Who he had been with in the past.
So he's dating somebody, and now he has someone in the past that he can't get over.
Yeah, and this was his great white elephant. Like,
totally.
She was perfect. I never got over
her. It's a buffalo, but elephant.
Oh, elephant, buffalo, whatever. Great white, whatever.
Okay, yeah.
Great white shark.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. This was like his fantasy woman.
Totally.
And sure enough, 2 years later, he ends up getting back together with her. Like, out of the blue, she reaches out to him. They get back together.
The buffalo.
Yeah, the buffalo. So now he's with the buffalo. But here's the thing. When you're with the buffalo, even the buffalo isn't the buffalo. Because no one can ever live up to the fantasies that you have about
them. That you've created about them.
So whatever the fantasy is.
So is he not happy now?
No, I mean, he is happy. You know, he has his own issues. He's definitely happy.
Yeah.
And he recognizes, like, hey, I'm with my dream girl.
Yeah.
But he still fantasizes about other things.
The grass is not going to be greener.
Yeah.
And it's
totally.
That's interesting. So he still fantasizes maybe about another buffalo.
Yeah.
You refill the buffalo with
a
new buffalo.
The buffalo will always be there.
So what do you think when you meet clients that are the happiest in their relationships, what's
not coming to me.
Well, do you ever find a constant? Is there a constant with relationships? Like, is there something that like a guy can look at and be like, I have this one thing with this girl, the buffalo isn't worth it?
I think that what a lot of people find after many years together is just the bond is so strong.
Yeah.
Right? And you share so much history. Like, if you think about the friends you met in the last year or so, you might like them a lot. They might be great.
Yeah.
But the friends you've had since growing up who really, really know you, and that's
it's a different relationship.
It's just a totally different relationship.
That is interesting. Like, I do have friends where, like, if I don't see them for a year, the minute I...
Nothing's changed.
Yeah. You get there, in 10 minutes, you're already doing the old jokes that you were already doing. So you think the same thing goes for your relationships. How fast do you get into it with this person?
Yeah, well, and assuming that it's a good relationship. Because it can also go the opposite way, where you have years and years of built up hatred with each other.
And then
I see those clients. Then you come to me.
What's up, Juju Train? Not very creative, I know, but I'm on hydros and words are hard. Love the podcast and all that dick sucking shit. Down to the gritty shit. I've been chasing this girl for 3 fucking years. Solid 8.99. So we have a rating system on the podcast.
Okay.
Girls can use it. Guys can use it. 8.99 face, body, personality. 8 face, 9 body, 9 personality.
Okay.
A girl from New York is no good. 212. Does it make sense? Area code method.
Yeah. Gotcha.
So it's always just been the old case of one of us being single and the other isn't. We met during freshman orientation. Since then, the only way we look at each other is like we're about to hop in a Denny's bathroom and lick each other's buttholes.
He didn't really
so romantic.
That's really...
I'm not making this up.
Hop into a Denny's bathroom?
He's saying that the way they look at each other is very sexual.
Yeah, no, I got that part.
I can't believe I just translated that as if I was a fucking linguist and douche.
That's not even douche, though.
It's just insanity.
Yeah.
I think what he's saying is that, there's a mutual attraction there, and they'd be willing to make out.
The way to one's heart is through the butthole, is what he's saying.
All right.
So he's saying that they look at each other like they're about to jump into Denny's bathroom and lick each other's buttholes. Well, this weekend, when I was doing National Guard shit, she texted me wanting to hook up. Now, here's the issue. I met a girl in a different house a week or two ago, and we've hit it off pretty well. She's a 7'7"8". So the buffalo he has is an 8.99. He has the girl that will get with him as a 7.78.
Okay.
Her mom would be proud. She's great and everything, but she's not the great white buffalo. She's expressed a ton of interest, and so have I, but she's not the great white buffalo, damn it. How do I get out of shit with this girl without looking like a complete asshole so as to continue the hunt? Thanks for the help, Romosexual. Love the podcast. Brothers all say fuck you and love from Idaho. P.S. Jews are all right, I guess. P.P.S. Snapchat shout out OScott4. OHHSCOTT4. He always sends you poops with great praises.
All right.
Thank you.
Let me just make sure I understand the question. So he's saying, how do I let down the girl that's not the buffalo and go and...
How do you break up with someone who's going to know that you went straight to another chick is basically what he's asking.
But they never even hooked up, right? They just showed interest?
A girl in a different house a week or two ago, they hit it off pretty well. I'm not going to assume they hooked up. Yeah. He says she's great and everything, but she's not the Great White Buffalo. She's expressed a ton of interest, and so have I, but she's not the Great White Buffalo. I think it's more like, how do I get out of shit with this girl without looking like a complete asshole so as to continue the hunt?
So here's what he's going to want to do, which is always the worst thing, is the like, either one, totally avoid it and say nothing, or two,
slow fade is your advice.
Yeah. Okay. No. This is not my advice. Okay. This is, I think, what he's maybe thinking about doing, but should not do.
Yeah.
Also, should not do the whole, oh, I'm just not ready for a relationship.
You know, it's always bullshit.
Yeah, it's always bullshit. And she's going to see him with the buffalo or going after the buffalo. And it's going to be like, why not just tell me the truth? So I think for her self-esteem, you got to say, you're awesome. I mean, exactly what he said to us. He didn't say anything bad about the girl. You're great, but I'm really hung up on somebody else. So I don't want to get involved in
You think
right
saying
now.
That you're great, but I have another thing, you know, I'm really hung up on someone else is the way a girl would want to hear that?
Absolutely. I would want to hear that, because then it's not your fault. Then it's like, oh, I am great, but he's already in love with somebody else. So, whatever.
It's interesting to me, because we live in this time. This email is very representative of a lot of ones that I get. And I'd like to hear your opinion, because we live in a time where, like, people aren't in relationships. You know, there's a hookup culture going on.
Yeah.
So you're just, there's a lot of times that you're with someone, but there's nothing said.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to dump them, but you probably should, to move on to something else with someone else that you're going to say nothing about. So, like, that's kind of the situation he's in. He's saying, we got something. I'd feel like a dick if I just ignored her. What's the best way to end something that's not something? And I think a lot of people are in that situation where they're, you know, they're not giving each other the promise rings. That's not the time we're living in. They're not pinning each other. He's saying, yeah, we got a thing going on, but I'm kind of done with that thing because I want another thing. And I don't want this original girl to really feel like I'm, you know, I hate her, because I don't.
Yeah. So I wrote a column for the Metro for a while. And one column I wrote was, I don't remember the title of it now, but basically the idea that whether you call it a relationship or not, you are in a relationship. So we act like,
whether it's just a hookup or like, some chick I'm seeing.
Anytime you're interacting with somebody, that's a relationship. You don't have to be like, oh, she's my boyfriend, or pin each other, you know, or promise rings or whatever. I mean, a relationship is a relationship. So you still owe that person some sort of decency and understanding.
Totally.
Right.
And, like, you know, the problem becomes, and girls do this, and I think it's both sides. Like, the problem, guys are just, you know, just saying, fuck it, I'm out of this thing. You know, I'm not going to say anything. We're not in a relationship. And they're lying to themselves, because you, just like you just said, I agree with you. It's a relationship, even though you haven't stated anything.
Right.
The other issue is, girls will go, we're not even dating. You don't have to, you don't even have to dump me. Do you ever see that? Like, I'll say something to a girl and she'll go, this is ridiculous. You didn't have to even say anything.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait a minute. I'm giving you the benefit of every doubt. I'm just saying, hey, this was great, but I'm going to move on, and I just don't want to disappear on you.
Yeah.
And I've done that and had girls get really angry about that. Why do you think they get angry?
Well, because they're probably pissed that you're leaving. And so then, you know, that's kind of a damned if you do, damned if you don't. Because I bet those same girls, if you had said nothing, they would have been like, why are
Fuck
you saying
guy.
Nothing? Yeah. But, I mean, they're just mad at you.
But do you think, so, I mean, the advice is, you're always better off saying something.
I think so. And just, you know, you can't control how they're going to react, but I think it's always worth having a clean conscience and being like, all right, I said what I was going to say. I was really upfront.
Yeah.
And now I'm moving on, and they can have a problem with it. They can talk the shit they want to talk. But at the end of the day, I did the right thing.
Well, it's kind of, I'd say this with any breakup or any ending of a hookup or any ending of anything. It's always easier to be nice than it is to be mean.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's always easier to be like, hey, you're great. I'm great. I just don't want to do this anymore. I appreciate you. I think we should go our different ways. This doesn't mean that I hate you. I hope you don't hate me, but I'm going to move on. And when you say that, you're saying you're a good person, but I am going to move on. You're stating what you're going to do. No maybes.
Yeah,
no, you know,
totally.
No outs.
Yeah. And maybe in the future, you know, you if things are different. No.
Totally.
No, you need to clean break. You have to cut them loose.
Cut them loose. And I think the key to not being an asshole is to be able to present your case to a jury. Okay.
A jury of who, though?
A jury of your peers, okay?
All right.
If you went up to if you had 12 20-somethings, co-eds, yeah. and you went to them and said, I told her that I had a great time, she's great, but I was done with this relationship. Those 12 people that don't know you could never look at you and be like, well, you're a dick. You should have said nothing. They would never say that. So think of presenting your case. So if you said to them, yeah, I was done with it, so I just disappeared. You know, like, those 12 people are very unlikely going to look at you and go, yeah, you made a good point there.
Yeah,
you shouldn't have texted. You only fucked three times. So, you know, there's no number. Right. There's no rule. So as long as you're upfront.
Err on the side of caution, right?
Totally. Just and maybe the girl's going to look at you and go, well, I was just trying to hook up too.
Yeah.
Fine. And that will feel a little weird at first, but then, because you'll be like, oh, okay, I guess I was just some prop to get you off. Okay.
But at least you stayed hard.
At least you stayed hard. That's all that mattered. Guys, Amber, I'm so happy you came on. This was so much fun.
Yeah.
You were fantastic. We're going to do a little bit of news. Go follow Amber. Go get her book. It's great. Are All Guys Assholes? Find her on Twitter, at Amber Maddie with an I, AmberMaddi. And we're going to come back with some news in just a second.
I can't say life's a bitch because of what you make or make. You make your own bitch, so you gotta land.
Hey guys, welcome back. We're going to do some news. Man Samp came in from the booth. Thank you for coming out, bringing some news stories.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Follow Chris at Man Samp on Twitter. He also has the Mandatory Samson podcast every Thursday at midnight.
Yeah, it comes out every Thursday at midnight. We live stream at 4 o'clock on Thursdays.
There you go. Go check it out. Amber, thank you so much for coming on. You were great. We got to have you back. That was so awesome.
For sure.
Good advice. Go follow Amber Maddie on Twitter and check out our book, Are All Men Assholes? Go check it out. So let's go to the news.
Well, we're starting off, as usual, with an Instagram babe of the day.
Who are we checking out this week?
This week,
I'm interested to hear what Amber thinks of Instagram babe of the day.
Yeah, and I have a little bit of a gripe, too, but we'll get into it as we get into it. Carly from Virginia Tech, who's at Carly Roland Sick, CarleyRO.
She's already too difficult
right,
to find.
Okay, whatever. You can find her on TFM.
Here, push out the computer a little bit I can be on the mic while...
We can all take a look. There it goes.
Oh,
so,
what's your gripe? She's gorgeous.
No. It's not a gripe with this girl in particular. She is. She's very pretty. She's got some great pictures. You'll see as we go through, there's a set, like, standard of pictures that end up.
She's cute.
On
she's
Instagram.
Not the usual Instagram babe of the day type because it doesn't start out with her modeling pictures.
No, this is just like she's having a fun day
what
at the
beach.
What
we find with these is that it's always a girl that's like a. She wants to be a model of some
sort.
Yeah. So, like, she has these, like, let's go down. She has these, like,
she gets a few. I mean, this is like standard. She looks nice, but it's picture. This is her on the
right. I can't tell blondes apart. Not even kidding.
She's hot.
She's this one.
Yeah, she's the one on the right.
Yeah, they're both hot.
They're all hot. They have, look at, It goes bathing suit picture, picture with the friend, Halloween.
Yeah.
And then glamour shots.
Yeah, or a shot from behind.
Shot of the ass.
Or whatever. Yeah.
The artsy ass pick. Here it is. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, they're doing an artsy ass pick where they're touching hands in the sky and wrapped around one another.
Look at this dummy that just got in the shot.
Yeah, his ass.
Okay, before you guys pick apart the girls for doing all these shots. No, but would you, I mean, if they didn't do these standard ones,
would they
it is kind of like meat markety. It's like, see me from the front.
Yes.
See my ass shot.
Yes.
Like, see me, like, dressed up, playing nurse.
Yeah, it's a little insane.
Whatever. But, like, if she didn't give you all those options, would you be able to feature her? Or would you be like, oh, you know, we didn't see the ass, so we can't vouch for.
We don't do it. It's the guys at Total Frat Move. They put them up every day. I think the guy, what's his name? Jack
well, then it's
Hammer
their problem.
Yes.
So he puts them up.
So you have a gripe with the people choosing, not the girls.
Well, yeah, but also,
but they know the formula.
They know what's going to get found. Like, it's not. Like, I agree with you. If a girl just put up her pictures in sweats and was hot, we'd be like, "Oh, this is a hot chick in the sweats," but we're not going to like share this with our buddies. This is she isn't like you. What these girls all have in common is that they have pictures that a guy would hypothetically look at their buddy and go, "Dude, look at this."
Right.
That's you know exactly. That would be the hypothetical. But she's doing all the standard things.
Yeah.
Tons of throwing up the letters.
And she's doing it well.
Yeah,
that's
she's
the thing.
Doing
like,
it
I'm
well.
Not complaining about that. She's doing it. She's doing it very well. But, you know.
But see, you guys make these rules, and then when people follow them, you're like, oh, they're so unoriginal. Well, they're following the rules.
Listen,
but,
listen,
like, come
listen.
On.
Yeah.
Listen, there's two brains we have to deal with, okay? There's the one up top and the one down low, okay?
Okay.
And the one down low is just, look at this picture.
Right. Yeah.
Even though I've seen it 1,000 times. The right. one up top gets in control like in the 4 seconds after I come and makes all the decisions and says, oh, come on, bring a little more originality. And
so then I know slowly, the podcast is really good that yeah. we just did, but I hope you're not in the 4 seconds.
No, I go rub one out before every podcast in the okay. bathroom here at Stand Up New York Labs. I wash my hands.
Look at this picture. This one's insane. Like, what do they do? They're just standing on a porch in their underwear.
Also,
which I don't mind at all. I have no complaints.
I want to see a picture. It's like the hottest 5 girls. Like, they're all gorgeous. Like, yeah. how have these girls even found each other?
Yeah, and I was
I have no idea. It's a girl.
Group.
Yeah, they're all, like, I don't know how. Did they just, like, talk, or they just look at each other like, yeah, you fit the profile, and you're in the group?
Well, they were all just walking around, like, a ShopRite like this, and they were like, well, we might as well hang out.
Yeah, they're all in their underwear. to give the visual at home, it's 5 blondes in their underwear, just with their leg up as if they're kissing in a Cinderella movie.
Yes.
It's you know, very, doing like, Victoria's Secret.
I want to see
for all the girls out there that get the catalog.
Exactly. I want to see a picture of their dads in the same formation.
Just with their arms folded, grumpy.
Just like, miserable. Yeah. Just like all of them looking defeated in the same, like the dads in the same positions as the daughters.
Yes.
Here's the thing, and I don't want to spoil anything for you guys. And these are beautiful girls. I'm not saying they're not.
Right.
But if you are a girl and you like work out, take care of your body, you know, have long hair, put on makeup, like, you're going to look pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm saying, it's not...
You're saying they're a dime a dozen, is what you're saying?
I'm saying that the girls are in the position, you're like, oh, how these girls all find each other. But, like, you know, if you are in the mentality of, like, this is a priority of mine to make myself look as good as I can, a lot of girls can...
They all have similar interests, is what you're saying.
This takes insane confidence to me. It's definitely attractive to me. It's an interesting thing because it's like, I'm not going to go run around in my underwear.
But it's just so funny. You never, like, if 4 hot dudes were buddies.
Yeah.
They're never going to look at each other and be like, hey, do you guys want to, like, get in our underwear and take a picture? They would never do that.
No, instead they go, oh, I'm so mad at you. Then you get in your underwear and you jump on top of each other.
Exactly.
And beat each
then
other
we
up.
Wrestle. Yeah. I mean, that's another person's fantasy. So. Right. Listen, this girl, good for her.
She's extremely pretty. She's a good looking girl. She's having fun.
Where does she go to school?
Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech has hot girls. Yeah. All right, let's go to the news.
All right. So, well, we might as well start because I already brought it up. Research. No, that's not it. Hold on. Let me find it. Scientists apparently created a new alcohol that gets you hammered without the hangover.
I think I agree, Amber, what you said before. Like, a hangover is a little bit of like the world telling you to like slow it down.
Yeah.
And if you take away the hangover, like, why would I not drink? Like, why? You know, like, I...
The calories.
The cows. Yeah, that's the only reason. At that point, yeah, I mean, that's another thing. But I'm just saying, like, you know, if you take...
You want maybe, the punishment.
Maybe we need it. It's like when people are like, oh, like a bee, like everyone's like, oh, the bees are the reason the world turns. You ever hear someone like give a lot of credit to a bug? You know, and they're like, if bees didn't exist...
Like the butterfly effect.
Yeah, something. You know what I mean? Like, if there were no bees, then we'd have all mosquitoes. Like, I think if there was no hangover, then we'd all have STDs. You know, like, it would just be...
That's probably true.
You know what I mean? Like, I think this is like a butterfly effect thing, where if you take away something that's maybe bad, a lot of good stuff will also be taken away.
Yeah, because it controls... It's a way of controlling your desire to... drink all the time.
You just be I was just at University of Oregon this past weekend and had such a good time, but I remember Friday night I was like, you know, I was gonna go to the bars. I went out with like one of the fraternities. I went to their house party, whatever.
Were they like, you old man?
Yeah, they gave me a cane and a diaper. Right,
they probably
have
all of our diapers anyway.
Yeah,
right?
Well, that's what I'm saying. This is kind of works into this whole thing where there was one guy, there were a couple guys. They were like, we're going to the bars, and I was like, at first when they said it, they more said it like, yo, we're going to the bars, and then it became, we're going to the bars. And I was like, I'm tired. I'm jet lagged. Like, these guys were fun. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But then I was like, I don't want to, like, end up taken care of or ditching in the most positive ditching way. You know, when you're, like, just
Irish goodbye.
Yeah,
it's 2:30 and you're like, I got to get out of here.
I got to get out of here. I don't know these guys that well. Like, I didn't want to feel bad about ditching out. So then it was funny because I was like, should I go with these guys to the bar? And then I turn over and the guy who's like, progressively gotten louder and louder telling me he wanted to go to the bars is just on his right knee chugging a 22-ounce Smirnoff Ice. Oh, and I was like, no, I'm going to get out of here now. Like, I think it's over for me.
That was
and
your sign.
That was my sign.
The hangover gods.
The hangover gods. I was
do
like,
not go.
In my mind, I was like, oh, his hangover's going to be bad. But like, I'm just happy I knew what a hangover was. Like, I think all that, right, having hangovers in my life was enough to teach me that this guy is going to have a rough morning and an even rougher hour with me at the bar. So let's right. just cut bait. Yeah. I'm going to go to bed. I'm going to have a nice night, and I'll be back tomorrow to go do this again. So I think we need hangovers in our lives.
Yeah, Dev, it's a warning system. You're absolutely
as
right.
As much as it's like the porn thing. Like, we've gotten all this porn, and people are like, well, let's get 3D. And it's like, whoa. Mm. I don't know if we need to go that far. You know, like, we have enough now. You know, you can literally take a shot of cinnamon whiskey that a girl will be like, yeah, that tastes pretty good. This is the best time to be drinking. Yeah. You know, this is the best time to ask a girl if she wants to do a shot. Can you imagine asking a girl to do a shot 30 years ago? They would never do it. Hey, do you want to do this shot of bathtub-flavored fucking whiskey? No. So let's live in this fun reality we have. Let's go to the next story.
This kind of tags along with what you were just talking about. Research finds a positive correlation, and this is kind of like a no-shit thing, but yeah, finds a positive correlation between how drunk you get and how many people you drink with.
Yeah, of course.
Oh. Like,
but yeah, they've proven it now.
Just like, they, you know, when you get drunk, you're like, hey, let's talk to that. You ever have this thing in college where you meet people throughout your college experience and you only meet them when you're drunk?
Yeah. Yep. Oh.
I used to call them drunk faces because, like, there are, like, people I still see today. No idea what their names are. But I, like, hung out with them a lot.
Right. Yeah.
You know? And I think, like, that's, like, this thing where it's like, yeah, we've gone out. I went to college parties and bars and stuff. And I probably, my net was casted a lot wider just because I had all these drunk faces in my life. And right. Now you see them on the street and you're like, ah, yeah, what's going on, man?
That's the typical way that you would see them. You go, hey,
you! Yeah,
and then have no idea what else to say.
Yeah, you know, like, their fraternity or, like, their house that they lived in. You in the house that I knew at, you know.
I have a horrible habit of, like, I'm not a very good liar, period. Okay. Usually, like, if I'm thinking something, it comes right out. And so usually, you know, those drunk faces, the things you remember about them are not their most flattering moments.
Yeah,
right.
And I have the bad habit of, you're the one that, like, pissed yourself and da-da-da-da, you know? And I just can't help it. It just comes right. out, whatever memory it is. Yeah. It's always a bad one.
Yeah, you're like, oh, wet pant Rob.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, pee-pee Rob. Oh, is that you, pee-pee Rob?
Didn't you fall off the roof?
Yeah. I remember you.
Yeah. All right, yeah, we'll do one more. It's either a science, not science, whatever, a technology one or a law that somebody's trying to get passed. What do you want to do?
Technology.
Yeah.
The first smart bottle for liquor is here to forever change the way
it's
you
an
drink.
Alcohol, all alcohol.
It just worked out that
smart
way.
Smart bottle?
Yeah, Diageo, which is like a huge
liquor. I know Diageo.
Yeah. They've created
I watch fucking Bar Rescue. They talk
fuck
about
yeah, Taffer Time.
Yeah.
they created a bottle that is essentially, you can hook it up to the internet. Basically, you could put your phone near it, and it'll send you, like, marketing, different recipe ideas and things like that.
Oh.
So it's like a technology bottle, basically, which to me sounds like a stupid idea. But
well, I mean, this is just us getting tracked more and more.
Exactly. Like, well, now, that's part of it.
Yeah, it's
too,
like,
yeah,
you know, these guys, all these companies want is to know a little bit about you so that they can sell you in the better way. So it's like when you get like
and sell you more.
So it's like the Sam's Club card.
Yep.
Like they, we get a 10% off, but they just want to know what the fuck you're getting.
Right.
You know, and like what your spending habits. So this would be a little weird to be like, whoa, you drink in the bathroom. Why do you keep bringing out this fifth into the bathroom with you?
Exactly.
Oh, all our guys are alcohol. It's like, oh, Henny? Why are you always
alone?
Why are you Hennessy? Why are you always in black neighborhoods? You know, it'd be like one of those things where it's like, you know, they would find out things that maybe they don't want to know, or like it would be sad if these things just got like released someday that you found out. Like, it's kind of like our Google searches. You think about that, like,
oh, it's terrifying.
You do not want to know. You know, what if someone came to you with a list of all the things you Googled in your entire life and was like, I'm going to release this list? How would you do
it? What would you do to stop it?
Yeah. I would just have
you
to
know
let
what?
It go.
I mean, I would be so embarrassed and like, oh, well, whatever, here it goes.
Like, but, how many times can they get me Googling how to spell restaurant? Like, how many times could they figure that out? Like, it's like, why'd you Google the word restaurant 700 times?
But
didn't you know
thing.
After 350 how to spell it?
I ironically can't spell embarrassed either.
Yeah, same thing. I can't spell pretty much anything. Yeah. But I bet everybody's list is so embarrassing that it's one of those things where it's like we're all in the same boat together.
Let's all just be embarrassed.
Yeah. Let's all just like be like, oh.
But I think that,
you know,
this
but
is
probably
kinda,
like, oh, I've Googled that too, you know?
I just think that this is like one of those things that can only get us in trouble. You know, like, and this is horrible for anyone that's underage. Think about high school kids.
Yeah.
You know, you could see where the bottle is on your like smartphone
Absolutely.
App.
Absolutely. That's
part
of, that's part of it. They're saying it's adding an additional layer of security. They can see if people are counterfeiting. Underage people have
oh,
the bottle.
Oh, God. Yeah. Say goodbye to drinking in the woods. That's it. That's
true.
No, well, guys, thank you so much. Mansamp, thank you for bringing the news.
Thank you, man.
I find him on Twitter, @Mansamp. Amber Madison, so happy you came on.
Yeah, me too. This is awesome.
This is fantastic. Go follow Amber on Twitter, @AmberMaddie on Twitter. And you can go check out her book, Are All Men Assholes? Go check it out. I'm Jared Free, JTrain56 on all platforms. We will be here every Tuesday with your email. Keep sending those in, tfmpodcast@gmail.com. We'll see you next week.